All we needed was a catalyst. And yesterday, CPI was that catalyst. And now you've got the markets doing amazing things. You've got a breakout on the Bitcoin weekly. You've got a crossover on the stochastic RSI. You've got the altcoins fucking in a frenzy. Okay, like you got these altcoins running like absolute crazy. And you know what happened? You missed the whole pump because you were waiting for the market to go lower, didn't you? And now you're watching the markets and you're seeing these crazy pumps and you're asking yourself, should I be getting into the market or have I missed the pump? That's what I'm going to be talking about today. We're going to decide whether it's too late for this pump and whether you should just wait for it to come down and get in on the next pump, or whether you should FOMO in right now and start getting in. Then what I want to talk to you about is that. Because yesterday, when we saw the recovery of the markets, what you'll notice is that while everything else was recovering beautifully, AI, DEXs, launchpads, memes were dying. Now, the question is whether that is the end of meme coins, whether we're seeing the beginning of the end of meme coins, or whether there's something else at play here. And that's also what I want to talk to you about. And then I want to show you a whole bunch of altcoins that we should be degening into. So listen, it's a green day today. It's amazing out there. Smash the like button and let's get on with the show. Let's go. You missed the whole pump, didn't you? You're waiting for the market to go lower and therefore you didn't buy anything. You believed that the end of the bull market was coming and therefore you didn't buy everything. And now you are looking at this pump over here and you're going, fuck, I missed the whole thing. And now you're kicking yourself and asking yourself whether you should be aping into these tokens right now or whether you're out. On the one hand, you're thinking to yourself, look, it's got to be up only from here. And if you don't buy it now, when are you going to buy it? On the other hand, you're saying, I can't justify buying a token near protocol at $8 when just yesterday, I mean, let's just quickly go to near protocol. You're looking at this chart and you're going, how can I buy near protocol for $8.10 when just 24 hours ago, you could have bought it for $7.48. That's what's going through your mind and it's killing you. And today I'm going to give you exactly what the answer is to what you should be doing. Let me know if that is what's going up in your mind. Otherwise, a very, very, very warm welcome to all of you, especially the new people. A very, very, very warm welcome to you guys. By the way, if you haven't already gone to my Twitter, go to my Twitter right now and input your Solana address here, because you could just get money at the end of the show, because I'm just going to show you guys how to use a bridge and I'm going to just airdrop money into your account. So go to my Twitter and drop your Solana address into that show. Otherwise, smash the like button, subscribe to our channel. Let's get into what I think is going to be one of the most fun, high energy, alpha pack shows that we've ever had. I'm going to show you exactly which sectors you should be deploying money into. I'm going to show you which sectors you should be severely allergic to. Maybe even taking what's the one you take? Claritin, the one for allergies. So you don't actually get involved in those sectors. I'm going to show you exactly what I'm buying and what positions I've taken. Lots to do. I'm also going to show you how to get free money, more free money. So listen, let's get the show on the road. Let's start off with the important thing. And that is by looking at the Bitcoin chart. And you know what? Like, I don't care whether you believe in charts or you don't believe in charts. Everything here was written in the charts. And I said it the day before. I kept saying to you guys, I'm waiting for the stochastic to get below 20. The two have to get below 20. Then there has to be a crossover. On the day of the CPI, the crossover happened. I mean, just listen, like, you couldn't have scripted this better. I want you to listen to this the day before CPI, but I've been talking about this for a week, but just a reminder the one thing is, when I look at the charts, and the charts usually tell a story. The charts are telling me that there should be a turnaround here. The charts are telling me that the next move should actually be up. That is what the charts are telling me here. And that the next move should actually be up, and it should be quite imminently up. It should happen like any day now. The next move should be up. That is what the charts are telling me. They're telling me this here because there's this bull flag that's basically coming to an absolute end. And there's a stochastic RSI, which is showing me that we're getting to a point where the market needs to make a decision. And that decision is not with the RSI sitting here, but the RSI is actually sitting here. So the charts are telling me that the market needs to go up. Charts were telling me that the market needed to go up. I told you, but the data just wasn't aligning with the charts. What you learn now is you learn that you need to listen to the charts, because the charts are often what's right. Show me the charts, tomorrow I will show you the news. That's basically how it goes. So that's a lesson for all of us. You've got to be looking at the charts to make your decision. And when the stochastic RSI has crossed on both time frames, and now you have a breakout on the weekly over here. This is the weekly. This is like a long time frame chart. If you have a breakout on the long time frame chart and you are above the trend line, then the charts are telling you that. And also a couple of other things. So according to Rect Capital, he says you've got support that turned major resistance now into new support. So that's major resistance level now gone into new support. We've also had a breakout from Bitcoin. So you can see if you look at the chart over here on the daily, we've had a breakout. On the weekly, we've had a breakout. Yesterday's change in sentiment actually changed the direction of the charts. And it was all in the RSIs. And as I tweeted, I said, look, everything was written in the RSIs. And I think we basically, as a channel, we called this move to the very day. Now, what the market is telling you, is two things. One, we have to hold this level on the weekly. So on Sunday afternoon, we will do a show right here on Sunday afternoon. Well, the show will be mainly about meme coins, right? But we'll also look at the RSI and we'll go through the RSI close together to make, the Bitcoin close together to make sure that we actually close above that place in the charts, right? Now, when I look at the total three, which is the altcoin charts, we have a breakout. We are above this line. We need to hold this on the daily. We need to hold this on the weekly. And then it could be Valhalla from here. It could really, really, really be Valhalla from here. The big lesson for me here is, I don't care how you, like what you think about how you make your investment decisions. I don't really care. I'm an investor. I'm a fundamentals investor. The reality is what I'm learning and what I've learned more and more is that you have to look at the charts. If you're not looking at the charts, then you can be the smartest investor in the world, but you don't know when to get in and when to get out. You have to take your knowledge of the tokens and your knowledge of the industry, and you need to combine it with the charts. And at this point, it's probably prudent for me to remind you that Kyle Dupes is running his charting school.
If you just implement everything that you've learned, you'll be able to succeed. You should have all the tools at your disposal, everything. A lot of what I learned is from professional institutional investors, and I put that in the course. I think it's enough in there for you to literally go from not knowing anything or even being intermediate to being a professional trader advanced. But stay safe out there. Don't overleverage. Respect your money or it's going to find somewhere else to go. It will find someone else to look after it. Don't get too caught up in the hype. Understand the psychological phases, everything that I covered. We finished with the extreme fear for the most part, so now you need to control the extreme greed.
So listen, this is a school that's definitely going to make you a whale. Now, if you want to sign up for Kyle's Whale School, you go to the show, and in the bottom here, it's free. Like this course should cost you $3,000, but this course is free. And if you look somewhere in, okay, it says Sniper School. It's not just Sniper School. It should be Kyle's Whale School. Tell Dan to change it to Kyle's Whale School. And then you guys will subscribe to Kyle's Whale School because we're already in the middle of Sniper School. So we can't be taking in people. But that is the learning here. The learning here is that you need to focus on the charts. You need to read the charts. The charts absolutely told us a story. So that's what happened. The CPI was just the catalyst. And all we needed was a catalyst. And we got the catalyst yesterday. As I explained to you yesterday when the catalyst came out, the reason why this was such a catalyst is because, it's the first CPI reading that we didn't go above the forecast. And it's the first one that brought CPI down. So the last ones have all been up. 3.1 went to 3.2, 3.2 went to 3.5. Yesterday was the first one to get down. That was just the catalyst that the market needed. Seeing that inflation is coming down was just the catalyst that the market needed. And now the sentiment has changed. And what is the new sentiment out there? Well, the first thing is the market's now pricing in two rate cuts. So one in September and one in December. So two rate cuts this year from zero, okay? That has now taken the Dixie. I mean, you can see the Dixie is now broken down. I mean, I'll show this to you guys. It was beautifully in an upward trend from March. Beautiful upward trend. Thanks for playing the game, Dixie. See you later. Okay, so the Dixie's down, broken down, which shows that the sentiment is changing. The sentiment has changed from one day ago, everybody going, it's the end of the bull market, crypto is dead, this is it, to now we're going to Valhalla. Everyone's like drawing lines that are going up, bouncing off the line, going to Valhalla. It's amazing. Just like one good day. That's the lesson. That's the lesson here. The lesson here is that sentiment, and I said it before the collapse, before the recovery, I said, sentiment can change in one day. You get one green candle and everyone is going to forget everything about the negativity and they're going to go into full-blown crazy mode, full-blown bull market mode. That's what you need to remember in crypto. It just takes one day. You get one day like this, one green day like this, everybody forgets all the pain. Everybody just FOMOs into everything. Like, that's basically what everybody does. I learned, well, you should have learned two things in this last recovery. Let me know when Dan's updated that YouTube so we can get the guys the right link soon. Okay, so what you should have learned is you should have learned two things in this recovery. And I want you to notice the two things that you should have learned in this recovery. The first thing that you need to learn in this recovery is that we are smarter than the people buying the NFTs. Because when the price of Bitcoin was going down, nobody wanted the NFTs. There were NFTs, NFTs, ETFs, right? Nobody wanted, it's so many three-letter words in this game. Nobody wanted the three letter words. Nobody wanted the ETFs when the price was going down. Now the price is going up, and guess what? $303 million of inflows. When it was going down, nobody wanted it. It goes up all of a sudden. $303 million of inflow. Even Grayscale had an inflow yesterday. Why? You see, when the price goes up, the sentiment changes. Everybody actually starts buying. But now, what's happening, look, I don't like a lot of things about the United States and the rules and that. But the one thing I do like about the United States rules is that they require transparency. And those rules of transparency now show us exactly who is lying and who is actually holding Bitcoin. And we also know which funds have been negative against Bitcoin, but actually buying Bitcoin under the covers so that no one knew. Because, you know, in the US, everything is about transparency, transparency, transparency. Unless, of course, you're Warren Buffett. Because if you're Warren Buffett, you are allowed to buy a security company or a stock in a secret company, which later turns out to be a security company, right? So I do like the transparency of the United States. And now we're seeing all these transparency reports showing who is holding. And we're finding out amazing things. The first thing is we found out that Millennium Management disclosed that they hold $2 billion worth of Bitcoin ETF, 3% of their $64 billion fund. So one fund has 3% of their 64. Morgan Stanley bought Bitcoin through the ETFs, probably for their clients. But now you see, you're getting all these publications of who is actually holding. Now, it's exactly what this guy says. He says, first they said it's crazy. It's only crazy internet people that will own Bitcoin. Then they said it's only retail that owns Bitcoin. Now we see over 500 massive wealth firms, banks, and institutional investors bought Bitcoin in the first 2.5 months of the ETF. And there's lists and lists and lists of these. According to a report, a 13F reporting, which is the way that the US reported, I don't know if you've ever been to the US, but if you ever like have been to the US, it's amazing. Like they have these names of forms, and it's like you always got to remember, like they almost like expect everybody to just know, like, hey bro, have you filed your W-8? Have you done your I-36? Now these companies are filing their 13Fs. You know, like everybody knows this. Okay, 937 professional firms were invested in the US spot ETFs. In comparison, gold ETFs had 95 professional firms invested in their first quarter. Okay, we can't compare ourselves to gold. Look, we just got to raise the bar now. Okay, so here's the standings. Millennium Capital now owns $2 billion worth of Bitcoin. Susquehanna owns $1.1 billion. Horizon Kinetics, it's like a race of who can hold the most Bitcoin. So then this guy, Hunter Horsley, same guy, he says he spoke to with a nation's sovereign wealth fund who's mining Bitcoin. Probably nothing. So the first thing we learn two things in this recovery. We learn three things. We'll talk about the three things. First thing, when the price goes up, the money will start flowing in. Simple. You should have known that. And now you can see exactly who's holding and who's not holding. The second thing that I learned, or the second thing that we saw yesterday, was actually this chart over here. It's the chart that I spoke about in the beginning. And what it is, it shows that in the recovery, you have AI flying, other narratives flying, but meme coins not doing so well. So yesterday in the recovery, meme coins didn't do so well. And a lot of people are asking whether or not this is the end of the meme coin cycle. In fact, this Crypto Donald says, I'm personally convinced it's over for memes. Rest of the market might get out of this, but I'm expecting memes to giga rug. Good luck if your portfolio is in the 10th iteration of a dog or of a cat. So the big question is, maybe he's right. And I'll give you the sentiment behind why I think this actually happened, because this is quite important. So you saw that the let's call it the quality tokens rebounded, whilst the meme coins didn't rebound very fast. And what we saw is when the market was going down, the only sector that was actually performing was actually the meme coins. Well, more rightly, when the market was performing sideways, the meme coins were the ones that were running. Now the market goes up and the meme coins aren't running. In fact, the meme coins, some of them are actually going down. Most of them are actually going down. What the hell happened there? It's very simple. And I said this to you guys before. One of the big reasons why people are going to meme coins is because they feel bored. They need the dopamine rush. But when the market was moving sideways and nothing was happening in the market, and moving sideways and down and sideways and down and sideways and down, they weren't getting the thrills and they weren't getting their daily injection of dopamine from the normal market. In fact, it was painful to be in the normal market. Why? Because there were so many projects. The project had such high fully diluted values that if you wanted to get the price up, you needed to buy against all the VCs. That isn't a good game to play. And that's why when the market was moving sideways, the only place that these dopamine addicts like me, like you, like Josh, like Hardas, like all the meme coin addicts, the dopamine addicts, where did we get our fix from? So, you know, where do you get the fix from? You need to, you know what it's like? It's like you're looking for a thrill in life, right? Now, the thing is, if you're not getting the thrill at home, right, then generally what you do is you go and stoop someone outside the house. That's basically how it works, okay? You need to be getting the thrill, and they weren't getting the thrill in the markets. So what do? They went to meme coins. Problem is, now the markets are back. Now they can get the thrill in quality, right? They can basically get the thrill in quality. So they're going, hold on a second. If this market's giving me these amazing returns, then I need to go back into, then I can actually get the thrill back in quality. Then what I need to do the thrill, what I need to go and play the meme coins when I can actually get the same returns in quality. So that's what I think the thesis is. And we need to keep that thesis in mind, because if the market gets boring again, you probably want to go into the meme coins. If the market starts giving you amazing returns in the fundamental coins, then you probably want to be in the fundamental coins. So that is the narrative that you should be looking at. Personally, I don't think it's the end of meme coins at all. In fact, I think it's just the beginning. But I don't think that meme coins can keep getting that share of attention for a sustained period of time. Even though, I mean, there is this thesis over here that says, you know, meme coins, no bullshit, no fake promises, no tech mumbo jumbo, honest, what you see is what you get. I agree with that, but I don't think that that's a strong enough narrative to keep them going for so long. That said though, there's going to be a massive narrative for meme coins. Big funds, even like look at this fund, Block Tower Capital, which is a massive fund, seems to have bought $2.2 million worth of Pepe. Okay, so funds are actually buying this. So what do I think? I think that there is a big, big, big market for meme coins, but I think you have to be very selective about the meme coins that you buy. And I don't think that they can have such a big share of attention when the actual market is running, okay? But I do think you have to be smart with your meme coin narratives. And I'm going to show you one meme coin narrative, which I think is very smart and we need to catch on to right now, okay? Immediately. I'm going to give you the clues, okay? The first clue is that yesterday, Joe Biden, listen to this.
I feel like he wants to debate me again. Donald Trump lost two debates.
Hold on. This is probably the funniest thing that I've ever seen in my life. Like, this is like an old man trying to be intimidating and reading off a teleprompter.
Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. Since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays. Donald Trump lost two debates.
So can you believe that? Old man with dementia is now calling for a debate against Donald Trump. He's like, well, Donald Trump's been going, hey, Joe Biden will never debate me. Now, old man comes out, I want to debate you. Pick a day. Anyway, they have picked a date. They've picked a date of the 27th of June. Donald Trump will be debating Joe Biden. Okay? We don't really care who wins. We don't really care who wins. Because for us, the biggest winners will be the meme coins. Right? We know that the biggest winners here are going to be the meme coins. So you need to prepare yourself for this debate. Now, obviously, you can get the basics. You can get Biden. You can get Trump. You can get MAGA. Make America Great Again. You can get Baby Trump. You can buy the whore. You can buy. I think a great one to be buying is Tucker. Because people are saying, well, who's going to moderate the debate? Maybe it should be Tucker Carlson. Obviously, it won't be. But I'm saying Tucker and other memes will make amazing content around the debate. And that will start to moon. Now, here we are, a month and a half before, and we're starting to get ready. We know for sure that we have this list over here, but we also know for sure that a whole lot of new meme coins are going to launch around the elections. You need to get ready for these debates. You have to have your ducks in a row for these debates. They've basically said to you, look, 27th of June is when a whole lot of election-related meme coins are going to go fucking berserk. Only question is, will you wait until 3 days before when the price is spiked? Or will you say, Rand told me a month and a half before that I need to be buying this shit. Okay, so we're going to top up on these meme coins. These are the ones we're looking at now, but there will be a whole lot of others. In the meantime, while we are preparing for the debate, while we are preparing our portfolios for the debate, they are also preparing themselves for the fight. They are preparing themselves for the biggest fight of their lives. On the one hand, you have Donald Trump, who is preparing himself for the fight like this. Like these guys. Okay? On the other hand, you have Joe Biden also preparing for the fight, giving it his best shot. This is Joe Biden preparing for the fight. Okay, so him and his friend George Soros are now preparing for this big debate. And on the 27th of June, when the debate happens, we are also going to be prepared. Our bags are going to be packed. We're going to have all the right meme coins, and we are going to be ready for the debate. So that's the second thing that we learned. I said to you, there's three things that we learned. One is that the ETFs will keep flowing in when the money starts coming in. The second one is that meme coins are not really dead, but when the actual market recovers, a lot of money might flow out of meme coins into the actual market. And therefore, you must be careful if your portfolio is 100% in meme coins. Like I know some of you are 100% in meme coins. The third thing that I learned in this correction, the third thing that was good for me in this recovery, the third thing that I learned in this recovery, which was amazing for me, was that I am so comfortable with our bags. I can't explain to you how happy I am with our bags. I mean, I just want you guys to see something here. These are our top 10 or my top 10 highest conviction plays. This is them. They haven't changed. This is what I gave you weeks ago. I'm giving it to you again. If someone said to me, make me a portfolio today, I would give you exactly the same portfolio. Arweave, Solana, Telegram, Near, Rune, Sui, Phantom, Pendle, Based AI, Gearbox, Tucker, and Gummy. Those are the 11. And then I said, wait for D-Bridge, Peak, and Bob. Those are like the 15 coins that I'd be investing in right now. Nothing changes. I'm still holding exactly the same portfolio. There's a good reason why I'm holding this portfolio. Look at the tokens that recovered today. Look at Phantom, biggest recovery. Phantom, amazing. Near, over $8.15. Sui, look, just, you know. Look at the biggest bubbles on the fucking thing. Just look at the biggest bubbles. 1, 2, 3, 4. Those are the four biggest bubbles. Of those four bubbles, all four are on our list over here. I am very, very, very comfortable with these bags. So the big question is now, if you miss the pump, should you be buying? My answer is very simple. If you're buying these bags, then the bull run hasn't even started. Just keep buying these bags. Bottom line is that if Total 3 is about to send, like everyone's saying that Total 3 is about to send, and if the charts are telling us the correct story, Total 3 will send. The market will send. maybe this is not the last decline and maybe these tokens will go down. But there's two ways to look at it. On the one hand, if you're sitting on the side and going, oh, you should have invested, well, you've probably been saying that since Arweave was at $27 and today Arweave was at $43.55. And you potentially have missed the whole pump. That's the reality of it. Second thing is, if this breakout is real, and I mean, look, that's not a real breakout yet. I mean, we have to wait for this thing to close here. But if this breakout is real, then the truth is, you got to just believe what GCR says. And he says, GCR once told me that when the tide begins to turn, you got to start increasing the size of your bets. And this dark crypto LARP said, you know, I tend to believe him. And that's exactly how I feel. The market was going down. You sat on the side. You didn't want to make bets. Now the market's potentially turning. You missed the first part of the pump. But does that mean that you've missed the whole pump? No, you haven't missed the whole pump. In fact, we haven't even started the pump yet. Like the pump hasn't even started yet. We are about to go into the big part of the cycle. Will there be another leg down? Maybe there will. Maybe there won't. Can't tell you. Not a fortune teller. All I know is that if you are holding bags like the ones that we've got and you have conviction in those bags, then it doesn't matter to you, right? It doesn't matter. So, okay, maybe you bought Arweave at 40, not 44. Maybe you bought it at 37. I don't really care. When it goes to 200, you're not even going to remember. And that's how I look at these investments, right? So let me show you some of our investments and why I'm so comfortable, right? In terms of NEAR and Solana, if you just look at the growth of blockchains and blockchain users, the ones that have the biggest growth, you can see Solana's got the biggest growth and NEAR has the biggest growth, which is why when I look at the AI narrative, I basically say, okay, NEAR is my play for the AI narrative or one of my plays for the AI narrative. Then I look at Phantom and I say, okay, hold on. Phantom has responded beautifully, beautifully, beautifully well. Why is it responding beautifully well? Why is everyone starting to talk about it? You can see that big names are talking about it. I mean, I can't believe this guy took a $19 million position. Like this is $19 million. $19 million position on Phantom. Why are people so comfortable to do it? One, Andre Cronier making his comeback. Two, they are starting to launch Sonic, this new upgrade. And you can see that this is the live dashboard. And basically all the nodes are upgrading for this new Sonic upgrade. Now, this upgrade eventually will make Sonic or Phantom a legitimate contender to Solana. And if I look at the fully diluted valuation of Phantom, show you quickly. So I look at the fully diluted valuation of Phantom. It's $2 billion. And Solana is... what's Solana's valuation today? Hold on. Let's just look at Solana. $90 billion. Phantom is two. There's potentially a 45x upside for the catch-up trade. Now, where else is there that 45x catch-up trade? Well, Sui has a $10 billion market cap. Great catch-up trade available. NEAR has an $8 billion market cap. Catch-up trade available. So, for me, that's what I'm looking at. I'm saying, look, Solana, Phantom, because of the amazing upgrades, Telegram, because all their metrics are starting to grow. By the way, today is the launch of Notcoin. Remember, we bought you tap, 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 tap. Now people are starting to get their airdrops for tapping. Also, the Phantom ecosystem is absolutely, absolutely exploding. I don't know if I tell you this. Andre Grushov says he's from DWF. He says, are you prepared for the hundreds of projects similar to Notcoin to be launched in the following days? Not is hyped, which should push people to build in Telegram in order to repeat the success, like Bonk. Around 15,000 memes were created on Solana. So people are going to start creating these games on Telegram. So what they're saying here, are you ready for Not's launch? Notcoin has launched. I don't know if you guys, go and claim your airdrops. You all should have got airdrops. You all should have got airdrops in Notcoin. You all should have got airdrops in Drift, because I kept saying to you, go and trade on Drift Protocol, because if you trade on Drift Protocol, you will get an airdrop. I kept saying that to you guys. Now you're all starting to get a wind of it. So again, investing in Telegram and investing in the Telegram ecosystem. There's a spreadsheet below. If you want some pointers on investing in the Telegram ecosystem, good for you. It's all available for you guys right here. Next one that I think we should all be investing in is AI. So the AI narrative for the next couple of weeks is going to be quite big. You've got NVIDIA results coming out in 7 days. I keep saying it. NVIDIA results are coming out in 7 days. When this bounce happened, the biggest part of the bounce was actually AI. You can see the biggest part of the bounce was actually AI. So with all of this happening, with ChatGPT-5, with this Apple AI, I don't know what this is doing here. Basically, you need to be investing in the AI coins. Now, I've made a spreadsheet for you guys. These are the coins that I'm looking at when I look at the AI narrative. The first coin that I'm looking at NEAR, because NEAR is the powerful AI blockchain. I'm looking at Render because that's the GPU play. I'm looking at Arweave because it's the way that the chain is being designed. It can facilitate large language models. Akash and AOS for computing power. Pocket Network, Based AI. Based AI, you can have Based AI or Peppercoin. And then Peak when it launches, because there's going to be a lot of deepened projects, and those deepened projects will actually power AI. So that is the AI watch list that I'm actually been looking at. But then there's another narrative. And to be honest, when I look at my top 10 high conviction bets, there's one narrative here that's really missing. And I wonder if any of you have actually looked and said, "Geez, why don't you have any of that narrative in the portfolio?" That narrative is the gaming narrative. So remember yesterday we spoke about the fact that gaming hasn't had a big share of voice in the last couple of months. We said gaming and Cosmos. And I just want to show you like how the Cosmos players have been destroyed in the last couple of months versus all the other players. Well, another ecosystem that hasn't really done well is the gaming ecosystem. And, you know, the reality is that I said to you that, you know, you want to be where the bees have left, not where the bees are today. Now, today, the bees are all over the Solana ecosystem. So probably right now, I probably wouldn't be putting a lot of money into the Solana ecosystem. But where I would be looking is I would be looking at the places that haven't got much attention. And the places that haven't got much attention is very much Cosmos and gaming. That's where I want to be. I want to be in Cosmos and I want to be in gaming. Now, gaming, you can break up into really a couple of different layers. The first thing is you can say, what is the base layer? Where are these games actually going to be built? So the first place they could be built is on Immutable X, which is like a layer 2 on Ethereum. Then you've got Beam, which is a layer 2 on AVAX, I think it is. It's a layer 2 on AVAX, or a sidechain on AVAX. And then you've got another chain called Ronin Chain. Now, generally, to be honest, I haven't really been looking at Ronin Chain, but something's happening on Ronin Chain. And the reason why I say something's happening on Ronin Chain is if you look at their daily active users, something's going on here. Something's going on here. That's why I think it might actually be worth maybe looking at. Then you look at the infrastructure plays. So you look at Superfarm and Engine. You look at Superfarm trading at about $1 now. It's been as high as $1.56, been as low as 77 cents. Probably a good place to get in. Then you got the studios. Now, for me, I've just taken a very big position in Vulcan Forged. I've taken a massive position in Vulcan Forged. One of my big, big, big positions. That's another one that I love. Then in terms of actual games. Now, remember, when you're talking about an actual game, the thing about an actual game is that the risk of investing in an actual game is much higher than investing in a studio. In terms of games, my favorite game, and maybe it's just because I'm a fucking degen, okay, is this one over here. It's Crown, and Crown is effectively virtual horse racing where you can bet on virtual horse racing. That's the token. So for me, that's the best game out there. But remember, I'm not a gamer. You got Shrapnel, which is also a great game. You got Wilder World, and then the last thing that I want to say to you guys is the last thing around gaming that I want to mention to you guys is. You have to think about right now the market is down and the gaming launches aren't high. And so the launchpad tokens are trading at a very big discount because people are like, I don't have money to get into launchpads. Truth is though, you can get into launchpads. If you buy the launchpads now, when this narrative actually starts running, this is going to be the highest alpha play. So what do you do now if you want to get involved in gaming? Number one, I would take a couple of bets, and depending on what you believe, I'd probably put a little bit of money here, probably to put a little bit of money here. Probably I have put a lot of money into PYR. Super is always a good bet because, you know, if you know one thing for sure, Alex and Elio together will pump this thing to Valhalla. So that Super is like almost like a no-brainer. Not only will they actually at some point build something? Oh, someone says, what happened to Monkey Ball? To be honest, yeah, Uncaged is probably one of the best bets in the market. I should probably put it in here. Uncaged is one of the probably the biggest bets in the whole market. Right now, I would put money into, let me highlight these for you. Put money into S Fund. I'd put money into Crown. I'd put money into I have put a lot of money into PYR, so I'm putting my money where my mouth is. But I'd put money into Super, and I'd probably put money into all three of these. I'd probably put money into all three of these, so all four of those. That's where I'd put a lot of my money right now, if I believed in gaming. Why? Because gaming hasn't had share of attention. But it will have share of attention. And when it does get share of attention, you know exactly what's going to happen. I don't have to tell you what's going to happen. This thing's going to go to Valhalla. That's where this thing's going to go. We're definitely going to get a gaming run now. The question is only when. We're definitely going to have another Cosmos run. The question is only when. So preempt it. Start moving your money out of high hype into low hype. Sit here, hate yourself for a while. Ask yourself, why the hell did I do that? I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have done that. And then when it starts running, you go, I was a fucking legend. I bought into Seedify when no one was looking at gaming ideas. I bought into Crown when everyone hated Crown. When this thing happens, the Crown's going to fly to the fucking roof. Like, all these things are going to fly to the roof, and you're going to hate yourself for not investing. Right now, you're probably drowning yourself in the noise of all the hype that's already happening. You're probably going, yeah, the renders of the world and whatever else. And I love those tokens. The thing is, those are the tokens that are running now, and your job is to identify what's going to run later. That is what your job is. Cool. I want to show you a few other things. So first of all, I have to show you something very cool. I want to show you just how amazing this is. So yesterday we opened Gummy Staking. You saw that. A lot of you saw Gummy Staking. Right now, as it stands, look at this. $14 million worth of tokens are staked in the contract. That means that the majority of the Gummy tokens are staked because you guys want to get baked. So if you go to memestaking.com, you stake your Gummy between yesterday and the 15th of June, and then you're going to get an airdrop of Baked. Now, I think we're going to put in some fun things into this contract. Are we, Josh, or am I dreaming? We are going to put some fun things in the contract. Josh assures me that we're going to put some fun things into the contract this week. You didn't say double points, eh? You said I mustn't leak double points. Is that what you said? Yeah, you said I mustn't leak. Okay, so I'm not going to leak double points. Gummy obviously doing very well because of the staking. Remember, most of these tokens haven't even been given out yet. So there's no more token supply in the market. So good luck to anyone who's not on yet. Actually, if you're looking at the gaming ecosystem, actually, I see we have a new sponsor. We have a new sponsor in the gaming ecosystem. I actually like the sponsor a hell of a lot. This is actually a very good sponsor. So, the sponsor is called AFIN. Okay, AFIN. And they have the trailer called... Let me see if we can watch this without getting a music. We're definitely going to get flagged for music, eh? Let me switch off the music. So you can watch the trailer. So the whole thing here is AFIN is a gaming play, but what it does is it combines real world assets with gaming and the metaverse. So that's the whole thing here around AFIN is, and why I like them so much is because they're not just a gaming play. They actually combine it with like real world assets and like the real world and the metaverse. And so they are one of our sponsors. I'm going to show you a little bit more of their thing. They have a token. The token is FYN, FIN token. So I want to show you where you can find FIN token. Okay, that's the AFIN token. So they have a token called FIN. They have a market cap of $14 million, fully diluted valuation of $41 million. Now, right now, you can actually stake. Let's just see. There's a staking site somewhere. So you can stake. You can stake your FIN. They say here, sow the seeds one FIN at a time, perform the quests, farm Chukwa seeds for FIN and mysterious rewards. So that they're saying here, let me just see what they've got here. So they're going to be giving away these bubbles. Bubbles token, which is being airdropped. It's not Banter Bubbles. It's Bubbles token, which is going to be dropped to the holders. Now, there's a link below if you actually want to participate in this. This is a very cool game. They've got a big collaboration with the Imaginary Ones, which is that big NFT collection, a big NFT project. So very, very, very much worth looking at. Okay, two more things. Number one, did they change the description? Did our man change the description and put... Remember, if you want to sign up for Whale School, you just go to here. Here we go. And you sign up here. There's not long to go. Let's see how long we've got to sign up. 12 days. So 12 days, you got to get signed up and approved. Next thing is, I did say to you guys that if you are going to watch my show and you put your Solana address here, you might get rich. I might just give you money, and I want to show you why. So I've mentioned to you guys already before that we are trying to become the biggest community on DBridge. We want to show DBridge that Banter is the most powerful community, right? And right now, I think we are in position number 76. So let me just see where we are. I think we're in position number 76. So I want to just show you this. This is very important. Very, very, very important. Let me find this for you. I have to see what our position is here. I know Sheldon's in position 100,000. Okay. And that's what he said. He said he's in position 100. Okay. So this is where we're at. And this is what we need to do because we need to win the airdrop. So we're in position number 71 in the world. Okay. In the world, we are position number 71. Now, what is DBridge? DBridge is a bridge that allows you to send any token on any chain to any token on any other chain. Like, that's as simple as that. It's a bridge. You don't have to go through an exchange. You don't have to go through a centralized exchange. Now, watch this. You see in my wallet, I've got 0.17 ETH. Can you see that? Why 0.17 ETH? So let's say that I want to take that 0.17 ETH and I want to give 0.1 of those ETH to Casper. So you see Casper, BitCasper? I want to give it to Casper. But Casper only has a Solana wallet. So all I do is I say, take the 0.1 ETH, convert it to Solana chain, USDC coin, and then drop his address into here like this. Okay, like this. And then confirm the trade. Approve it on my MetaMask, which you guys can't see because it's on my other screen. Okay, let me just approve it quickly. Bang, bang. And you'll see how within 10 seconds, I would have transferred ETH from the ETH chain to USDC on the Solana blockchain without going through an exchange. Now, right now, as you can see, get rid of the comment there, please. You can see it says transaction broadcast. And the next thing it's going to say, order submitted. And then the next thing it's going to say, order executed, order created. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's it. Order fulfilled. Now, Casper has his money. One blockchain to another blockchain, from one currency to another currency. Amazing. Okay. Absolutely, absolutely amazing. Now, if you use the link below, there's a link here. Not only do you get $1 million worth of the gummy airdrop, but you also get an airdrop in DBridge. Okay. It's like a fucking no brainer. Every time you want to make a transfer, use that link. Okay. Use that link that I just showed you. Make the transfer and then you keep earning points. Like you see, I got 939 points. But as a squad, we have 360,000 points. We are position number 71. Okay, now you guys need to get to number one. We need to get DBridge to number one. We need to show them the power of the Banter fam. All right, let's see. Is there anything else? Let's quickly take one last look at the charts because I know we've been talking a lot and we haven't actually looked at charts. Bitcoin healthy. What? Hold on, just wait. No, man. He's doing it again. Should I let him on?
He's got some trades.
Seth's got some trades.
Yes, sir.
Oh, goodness. Seth's bringing us trades. Okay, well, let's listen to Seth. If Seth's got trades. Bro, you can't keep interrupting me while on my earpiece, while I'm on the show. You can't come here, I've got trades. It doesn't work like that, bro. You have to pre-plan this.
I got something important to say.
All right, what have you got to say? Now, remember, guys, for those of you who don't know Seth runs a company called Easy Algo. What they do is that, like, they're a trading algorithm. And what they do is it's an indicator which basically tells you exactly when to buy and exactly when to sell. So if you're like so dumb that you don't want to analyze the coins and you just want an indicator to tell you, okay, it's time to buy, okay, it's time to sell, then that's basically what Seth's indicator does. Seth, show me what you have for us to... Whoa. Okay, let's do this. Now, show me what your indicator is saying today. So, remember, with Seth's indicator, when the three lines are close together, that's a buy, right? Seth, is that
right?
Seth?
That's right, exactly. Well, what I got here, Ran, at the moment is I've got two indicators. I've got the one at the bottom, which is called the TDIX. Now, this is our oscillator, which helps us figure out when reversals are going to happen or divergences. So it signaled to me there's divergences happening on the higher time frames. And I've got three coins, which I'm going to go through, which the divergences are happening on all of them, which is showing us that there's a high probability that in SUI, there's going to be a reversal. Now I pay close attention to the other indicator, which is our trend X. This is our key level indicator. It's showing you exactly where to enter, where's the best places. And as you can see, these are our weekly pivots. These are places where price can launch pad off of. And if you can see in the last 4 weeks, price has been underneath these pivots, underneath, underneath, underneath. And right now, because we've got this divergence happening, I'm paying close attention for price to get on top of this pivot to find support and to head up to our higher resistance area over here. So this is the key level we're paying attention to, is getting on. These pivots are launch pads for price, and price usually can jump off of them quite rapidly, especially in a market movement like today. So my one trade is SUI, and basically all these trades I'm going to show you, we've got the same thing happening. You can see we've got the divergence happening on the oscillator. We've got the all three of these are at the bottom of the range. These blue lines are key levels showing you when price is reaching reversal points. So now all we're waiting is for price to get onto these pivots and find support and then trade it up to our next resistance level, which the oscillator projects for us as well. So this is blur, same thing happening. And then I've got combo as well, same thing happening on three of these coins. Bottom of the range, we've got divergences on the oscillator, and then we're just waiting for price to get on top of these pivots to springboard, and our targets are going to be the next resistance area, which is projected through our indicator as well.
So you're saying that there's three buys right now. SUI, Blur, yes. And?
Blur and combo USDT.
Okay, guys, if you want to sign up to Seth's indicator, is there a link in the description for us? Okay, hold on. Let me just get the description for us here. Let me just switch the scenes quickly so you can see my scene. Sorry, YouTube's being extremely slow today. Let's see. Okay, so it's either YouTube or the internet. So you sign up over here. I'm sure there is a link here. It's called Easy Algo. So let's just see, highest conviction bet, Politify, training with Kyle Dupes. Okay, Easy Algo. You sign up here to Easy Algo. You see this button over here? You sign up right now to Easy Algo over here. When you sign up, not only do you get the algo that you can actually trade by yourself, but Seth actually coaches you in the Discord, and there's a whole community in the Discord all trading these indicators. So go and sign up. There's a link over here. I see is this the right link? It's easyindicators.com. Is that where they need to go and sign up?
That's right. And we've got a 3-day free trial, so they can just hop on there, test it out absolutely for free. We're giving training 4 times a week. We're answering questions. We're going to show you and make you experts with these tools.
Okay, amazing, guys. All right, listen, I'll see you guys again. Oh, sorry, I just cut off Seth. Seth, thank you so much, my friend. Next time, don't shout in my ear, bro. It's just crazy. You broke my eardrums. I will see you guys again tomorrow. Until then, trade well, my friends.